This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And as part of the Good Day tradition, we have what's commonly referred to here in these parts as the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits from the charts that are produced by Talkers Magazine every week. The charts for the week of June 5th to the 9th are our focus today. Jay Kirshner and I are here. Jennifer is off this week for this hour of our engagements. So Jay and I will go through these charts and see what we can cook up here in terms of interest, what's trending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your comments as well from social media about some of these stories. At number 10, the PGA Tour, the takeover of the Saudi Arabians when it comes to professional golf. Boy, are there people that are ticked off about this.
Ooh, yeah.
What a sucker punch.
Yeah.
This was to the American PGA and to the, actually the international PGA.
Well, so, am I remembering this correctly, that there were players, there were golfers who were suspended because they were part of, weren't they doing the LIV tournament? And
Right.
They were suspended or they lost sponsorships or something, and now there's just the full-on PGA Tour LIV golf deal.
Yep. It's pretty universal. The Saudis will do anything. They're bloodthirsty curs, as we know because of September 11th. We know because of how they run the oil world to their advantage. And so they have so much money that they pretty much do what they want. That's the swagger there. And therefore, American presidents even cower in the wake of whatever it is that they think is the important item at the time. So now the PGA really isn't anymore. And those of you who have followed it may be disgusted. It's just another grab, again, by the Saudis. Okay, I don't want to. It's so negative. Number nine this week is a focus on what's going on with Tucker Carlson. He still seems to be able to manage to attract interest. And so we'll dig around that story as we have time to do it later on during the course of the hour. Our relationship with China and what they're doing in Cuba, number eight. The Russians and the Ukrainians are still at it. It was going to be a seven-day war, and it's now been, what, 14 months?
Oh, yeah, no, it was. Putin thought it was going to be 3 days and done, 72 hours and donezo.
Yep, right. So number six is a continuing focus on the folklore that is the Biden family and the Biden history and who the Bidens really are. And what sort of creepy crawly stuff do they have in the closet? And they seem to have, and it isn't just, it's not just the son, the father has to be involved in this. So I go back again, you look at what's happened with Trump being indicted, we can get to that because the number one thing this week is the presidential race, and purely and simply, the Biden investigation, the Trump investigations all have to be part of the landscape of discussing the presidential race. So anyway, let's get to them. Let me just go through the list anyway, Jay, here. And activism on the part of lesbians and gays and bisexuals and the people in the LGBTQ so-called community. The smoke is number four. How the eastern part of our country is blanketed. The pictures this week from New York City, about as dramatic as any of the time-lapse photography as well, I think, Jay, don't you? You saw the video. And
this video, it is so eerie because it gets so thick. And, of course, you have that red tinge to the smoke and the haze.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, it truly is astounding. And I think Detroit is getting it pretty heavily.
Yep.
Some places, like you, it rained, so that kind of pushes a lot of it
washes
down.
It.
But,
oh. Well, as you know, I'm going to Ohio this weekend. And I'll be in Northwest Ohio, and then I'll be having dinner or lunch with you guys on Sunday. But being in Northwest Ohio, close to Detroit, it's only 80 miles to Detroit from my alma mater. We're having our 55th class reunion, and I'm betting that we'll be impacted by it as well. People that have any issues with COPD better look out.
Yeah, air quality is not good, even for people with healthy lungs. It is it is not great. And I think there are parts of Ohio that are already kind of in the hazardous area. Cleveland, not so much, even though it's a little hazy.
Yeah.
But if the news is correct with the wind patterns, we should be getting it at some point today or tomorrow.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's see here. The migrant, the immigration thing, once again, is damnable. We should be ashamed of ourselves. The country should be ashamed. Our government should be ashamed. The Democratic Party should be ashamed. The people who are making this happen should be ashamed. It is an outrage to Americans. To add to the people who are getting diddled around by whatever government manipulation, and I still, maybe it's my naivete, Jay, I don't get what it is about this, other than the obvious they'll vote for us, so let's let them all in. If they're that power crazed and power, and I guess they are, to hurt America the way America is being hurt, and they all say, well, we need people to come into the country to do the work. Well, if you didn't make it so easy for Americans not to work, then you wouldn't need to have them come. At least some of them.
And here's the thing. Nobody has actually, well, and I take that back because people are saying this, but for the most part, people are not saying people cannot come into our country. They just have to do so legally, as if either of us, Doug, if we were to go to Europe, Paris, London, and we wanted to live there and we wanted to work, we would have to do so legally. We can't just show up and stay.
It's so different in other countries. England is having the biggest problem in Europe. But other European countries are having the problem because of what's going on in Ukraine. There's the fallout, the domino effect, if you will, because of what's the war and the millions of refugees. I think 4 million people have left Ukraine to trickle into Greece and Turkey and then on up into Europe. It's a mess for these people.
And it's about public safety, too, to an extent. Look at Americans. Yeah. We're all documented. People who are born here, we're all documented. We have our social security numbers, our birth certificates, driver's license, state IDs, if you don't have a driver's license, all of that. People who come in legally get that same kind of documentation to a degree. People who come in illegally are not documented or undocumented because they came in illegally. They didn't go through the system. So there's no record of that. And when it comes to the public safety sense, and again, this just goes for everybody across the board, but pedophiles or anybody who's released from prison after serving for a violent crime, they are in a system and they have to introduce themselves to neighbors. They cannot live in certain areas. So when you have people who are undocumented coming in, they could be anywhere.
Well, they are anywhere. They're all over the place.
And you don't know, because again, it's undocumented. And I say it, we are documented. I'm documented here. Doug, you're documented. And that's, I think, what it really is more about, is making sure that everybody is documented. And it's the illegal sense of it, not just the immigration period. It's the illegal sense.
Right. All right. So there's a thought or two with regard to the stories as we dig into them a little more thoroughly during the course of this hour. Talk Radio Review. The People List from Talkers Magazine. You get these lists, by the way, both at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. At number 10, this fellow Chris Licht, nobody really knows who he is, but he was the fellow that was in the last year or so responsible for CNN. And because the right wing loves to bash CNN with good cause, frankly, I think CNN is a disgrace. And it's shown because their viewership is at an all-time low. When Ted Turner started CNN on the old I forget what the call letters were in Atlanta on that old that station, and it became cable news. It was the cable news network. And so it was the first one of the non-network. This was a subset of television. It was the first time WGN in Chicago did the same thing. They became sort of national on their own. And the news, it was an interesting and intriguing idea to have 24-hour news on television. And it has had a storied career with some really good broadcasters over the years. At the moment, it's a disgrace. And so, the right-wingers love it because they love to hate on the folks on the left. And CNN has become much more known and much less regarded than MSNBC, shall we say, for, I guess, a number of reasons. The people that are on
teleagenda.
But the people on CNN are not likable. The people on MSNBC, at least, excuse me, are smart and likable. You may not like their point of view, but they are, I find them much more likable and intelligent than the people that are on CNN, with the exception of a few stalwarts like Wolf Blitzer, who's been there for a long, long time. I don't know if they've sidelined him or not, because I don't remember seeing him, because I can't be bothered watching CNN, frankly. It's so bad. And so that's, that's part of the deal. Anyway, Tucker Carlson is number 9. Here I am. I'm having the not COPD, but the allergies combined with the smoke. What a great combination that makes. Number 8 on the people list is Hunter Biden. I just don't understand how this guy does what he's done to his father, unless they're in collusion. You know, there's some kind of collusion between the two of them. We all love our sons and we love our daughters, but this guy, unless he was instructed or encouraged by his father to do the things that he's done, you'd like to think that Biden wouldn't have gone down this street. But in fact, it seems over the years they have all been together. So is it reality to think that Joe Biden doesn't know what Hunter Biden's up to? I don't think so.
Yeah, very, very highly unlikely. I don't think that necessarily he pressured his son into doing anything or guided him down this path, but you would have to think to a degree, because it doesn't matter how old your child is, adult children. If they find themselves in trouble, if you have a good relationship, like it seems the Biden family does, the child, even an adult child, is coming to their parents for help.
Yep.
So at some point, you know he knew something.
Yep. All right, Gavin Newsom is number 7 on that list. Okay, don't say anything, Doug, if you can't say something good. Ron DeSantis, another one. What a quacker. He's 6 on the list. Kevin McCarthy, who I think is turning out to be one of the most respectable Republicans in many ways. Number 5, RFK Jr. makes it into the list for the first time. At number 4, we'll talk about him. Mike Pence is 3, Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. That's the list, the people list, this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. 18 after on the Talk Radio Roundup. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. Hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio for this week from Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off, and so we decided we'd tackle this on our own, Jay. And so in order to do that and do it with credibility, we have lots of input from you on social media. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Plus, you can always access us by dialing 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. With comments, calls are coming in all the time. Some of them are good enough to put on the air, and some of them aren't. That's the bottom line. All right, so let's talk about what some of our listeners are saying on our social media about some of these issues. The Trump indictment seems to be number one with the listeners. You want to go through some of the responses?
Ooh, yes, some hefty ones. Sam Wells says a rising fury is brewing and building up pressure among Americans who care about the tyrannical direction our government is taking.
Why'd you chuckle there?
Because I always pronounce tyrannical wrong when I'm reading it.
But it's, you were right.
I know, because I had to stop myself. Oh. That and the state of Oregon. If I'm reading it 9 times out of 10, I say Oregon. It's just one of those things that I know the word, but if it's in front of me, I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
Okay, well, we close your eyes.
We digress. Garland's really stupid as to risk a full-on civil war in this country. It is high time the U.S., FBI, DOJ return to equal justice under the law instead of acting as the, I don't know what this word even is, Fedgoon? Hitman? F-E-D-G-O-O-N? For the Democratic Party.
I think that's a made-up word, frankly.
Okay. Against his political adversaries.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Not wrong there.
I was thinking yesterday, I got a haircut. My barber is an immigrant from Vietnam. Came here. His family came after we destroyed their country and made it easy for Vietnamese folks to come here. So he and his family run this barbershop for a number of years. And he always, when I walk in, he always has Newsmax on the TV in the barbershop. So I'm thinking to myself, how interesting is this? A Vietnamese national who becomes an American citizen, starts a business, and thinks that Newsmax is the best of all the channels to watch. And we talk about stuff. You know, barbers love to yak and gossip, and I usually half the time nod off in the chair. But we were talking yesterday about Trump and what's happened and how the Democrats are ruining the country. And it just sounded funny coming from somebody who's an immigrant. I am used to listening to it, you know, with fellow, these guys in American, but
stereotype.
Native.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, what else have we got for Trump?
Michael Krivich says, I take no joy in the fact that a former president of the United States has been indicted under the Espionage Act and obstruction of justice. I also know that those on Truth Social who are calling for an armed attack on the American people are not patriots. They are extremists, terrorists, and cult members.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this goes along with the question we previously asked, what does being a patriot mean to you? And to continue what Michael is saying, a patriot believes in the rule of law and that no one is above the law. Trump will face a jury of his peers, and in only that place will guilt or innocence be decided. It is a sad day for Americans, but a great day for the Constitution and the rule of law.
Mm. I get a kick out of looking at some of the coverage on these, we know, because CNN and Tucker Carlson are part of the stories this week. The latest from Fox is them trying to, with the indictment, trying to make it look like that it's all Biden's fault. It has nothing to do with Trump and what he's done. It's just all Biden's fault. And I know that's going to carry the day. That rhetoric will carry the day with many people. All right, so we got to quickly, let's do the couple of presidential election thoughts
here. Yeah, how it's stacking up. Mel says, grab the popcorn. The circus is about to start. Don Berg says, I think Trump will win the Republican nomination. Uncertain for the Democrats. And Lynn says, I'm waiting to see what Kennedy has to say.
Yep, that's it. Me too, frankly. All right, there it is. Some more social media thoughts here as we continue on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Everything you're already doing still isn't enough. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. When you're shopping bricks and mortar, ask for an open box. I saved a couple hundred on the computer I'm writing this on. Still brand new and under warranty. Shopping online? Before you check out that cart, open a separate browser and Google promo codes for the company you're shopping. And if you're a member, try AAA or AARP. Shopping for services? On vacation, I flossed off a crown and the nearest dentist wanted $75 to re-cement it. When I asked discount for cash, the doc pocketed the crisp $50 I offered. Threatened to quit. Many subscription services and publications will counteroffer. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Over 40 million Americans are on alert this week for severe weather. Citizens from Denver to Dallas, as far east as Charlotte, may experience hail, winds, and possible tornadoes. Some parts of the country, including Alabama and Georgia, are already getting pummeled by a line of intense storms that is pushing southeast. Today, the bad weather will move from central Texas towards the Florida Panhandle. At least three people are dead after a shooting at a home in Maryland. Police confirmed that there were six victims shot on Sunday in the capital city of Annapolis. A person of interest was taken into custody, but a firm motive is unknown. Authorities are calling it an interpersonal dispute, adding that there is no public safety threat to the community. An investigation continues. Vegas Golden Knights lead the Stanley Cup playoffs 3-1 over Florida. The series returns to Las Vegas Strip tomorrow evening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
The hour is the talk radio review, a roundup of thoughts from you on our social media at Good Day Radio Show and Good Day On Air. Jay Kirshner and I, Doug Steffen, are here without Jennifer this week. The color is always a fabulous, there's a fabulous one-sidedness to Jennifer's point of view, which I embrace because I embrace her, what a great broadcaster she is.
And she's so well-spoken.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, she has good arguments for the way she thinks it through and has great arguments. She always has the info. She always has the ammo when it comes to discussing Trump and or the Republicans. I wish she were here because I wanted to get her to talk about that Supreme Court ruling that will effectively in Louisiana and Alabama redraw congressional districts because the Supreme Court, with the inclusion of two members of the Republican Party who are members of the Supreme Court, have ruled that, in fact, Alabama did violate civil rights by the, and it's pretty obvious. Hello, 27% of the population in Alabama is black, and they have seven congresspeople, and there's only one black. Hello, hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? It's 2023. You don't get away with this stuff anymore. It's not Jim Crow. It's not, the week after the Civil War is over, although sometimes you think when you listen to these people and they're so angry, are we headed in that direction? Certainly not.
Once upon a time where racism is very real, prejudice is very
sure
real,
is.
Almost didn't know where people stood in certain things until having conversations where now people almost wear it like a very proud flag.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a patriot. Of course I believe that way. The abuse of that word is one of the great tragedies and horrors of modern times. People have taken, as with lots of other words, but in this case, I find it offensive that these people that run around and I'm a patriot because I have a flag in my truck, you know, stuff like that. I'm a patriot because I believe in the Second Amendment. Okay, so maybe you believe in the Second Amendment. That doesn't make you a patriot.
What makes you a patriot?
Yeah, well, what makes you a patriot is understanding, the idea of having an understanding of what this country really means and stands for, what it has and what it continues to in most people's eyes. I got a kick out of one of the attorneys for Trump declaring that she was ashamed to be a lawyer after the indictment of the former president. You know, the indictment is focusing on, once again, his mishandling of the top secret documents. I think this is a witch hunt myself. I don't think they're going to get anywhere because apparently the law gives the president a year to have access to almost any file he wants. That's part of the transition. So I don't know what they've, but he's supposed to have given them back. I think that's the issue here. But these people will stop at nothing to get Trump. I mean, it makes it easy for him. Nobody's saying, excuse me, that Trump doesn't deserve to be indicted, mostly because of how easy he just is. You know, he's always given the middle finger to anybody and everybody who's like the up yours department from Trump. So anyway, she said, I'm going to try to put it into context, okay, because oftentimes people take quotes out of context. What she said is, quote, what they do is they say, oh, look at this shiny ball. Look at this shiny ball. Let's go after Trump. Whatever you hear about the Bidens, don't worry about it. Trump, 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 Trump. It's called Trump derangement syndrome. And now it's becoming sick. And then she added, I'm embarrassed to be a lawyer. Honestly, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to be a lawyer. So I was looking at some of the comments posted on our social media after the fact, if you will, after this all has sort of hit the airwaves in the light of day. George Conway. I'm trying to think why I know that name. Anyway, he said he's a lawyer, but I know for some reason, I don't know why. Is he married to Conway, who used to be?
They're divorced now, I believe.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Who I'm thinking of, too.
Right. Yeah, yeah. He says, I, too, am embarrassed that she's a lawyer. Yeah, right. Okay. All right, so there's that. And also with that, I mean, this becomes sort of the subtext to a lot of conversation this week. And as usual, Trump, instead of addressing the issue, he takes off on whomever is in his sights at the moment. I think it was Pence the other day. It's his fault. Or it's Joe Biden's fault. Or he's great. He's genius at deflecting the attention away from him. He never answers a question, really, about the status of things like this. He'll attack, for example, he assailed Hillary Clinton and her handling of classified information. So that becomes the issue. Instead of, okay, what's happening? No, she did it too. That's kind of like when children say, you're being reprimanded because you took candy out of the candy jar. And the daughter says, well, my brother does it all the time. You never go after him. Right? Well, that's what this is like, child.
Under the bus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, throw everybody under the bus. Okay. So is this stuff going to be central to Trump's reelection campaign? And if it is, of course it is. But is it going to help him? Or is it going to hurt
him? It's going to help him because this is probably going to end just like the first indictment did. And his numbers went up. Yeah, but his numbers went up. And it proves that it is a witch hunt. And this happened while he was a president. People were going after him, trying to figure out any way, shape, or form to get him out of office. Now people are trying to figure out how to keep him out of office because there is a legitimate fear of what happens if Donald Trump is president again. And there should be, because his vernacular is being...
Right?
He is such a great businessman, and sometimes, you know what, this country does need to be run more like a business.
Sure
he
does.
He did a lot of good.
Got to drain the swamp,
though.
He also
had such a vernacular of being a bully that, in a way... kind of made other people follow that format. And now that's not entirely on him because we are all responsible for ourselves. But people should be just as scared as if Biden has a second term, too.
Awful, both of them. Interesting, RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, number 4 this week on the People List, is polling at 20 to 30%. In other words, there was I think it was last weekend, 1,590 Democrats, registered Democrats, were polled to see who they favored if the election were today. I think it was 24% or 27, something in the 20s anyway, said they'd vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And this is where, a year and a half away from the election, and already 20-some percent are saying, we don't want Biden. We're going to vote for Kennedy. That thing can build a steam head like you wouldn't
believe
over the next, especially if he's smart about his points of view. One of the things that people take shots at him for, but one of the things he's proudest of, is his independent thinking. He was a big anti-vaxxer during COVID, and there are a lot of people who love that because they would be identified as Republicans, many of them. So this is a smart strategy. No, this is something he's consistent. He's been consistent on this for a long time. It isn't like it just started. But he hasn't been well known until now. But because of his name as much as anything else, people say, okay, is this guy in the Kennedy family? Yep. Robert Kennedy's son. He's 69 years old, married to an actress who was on Larry. What's the name of that show?
Oh, Arrested Development.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Spurgatory?
I don't know, but you'd know her if you saw her. Anyway, apparently they don't agree on politics, which is healthy. It's good. It's fun. She is. She had the shots, I think, and wore a mask and yada yada yada. The Larry, what's his face? Who is the? She was on that. She was his wife on that.
Cheryl Hines. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That was the one I was thinking of. Yep. Anyway, so I was picturing this. To go back to Trump for a second, when the call came in that he was being indicted, he was sitting by the swimming pool at his New Jersey golf club. And, of course, he took the opportunity to... I mean, it's just that... It's almost like that casual, okay, well, I'm at the golf course now, and I guess I'll take a shot at whomever. So, anyway, there are a lot of special counsels and... all of this stuff. It's going to be a circus like it has been. And they're responsible. They're making it this way themselves because they're playing right into Trump's hand. Trump loves this stuff. He thrives on it. And so the more you feed him this stuff, the more he's going to take shots. He's not going to talk about himself. He's not going to talk about the issue as it applies to him. He's going to turn it around. And, the traffic... Have you ever been down to Palm Beach, Jay? Ever driven around Palm Beach?
I do not believe so, no.
All right. So Mar-a-Lago is at the end of Ocean Avenue, and there's a sharp turn. It's on the corner of the main drag, which is on the ocean. So when you drive by it, it's got high fences around it. I mean, you know what it is. because there's Secret Service all over the place, and you know you can't get in, or you can, if you're going there for lunch, you can get in as long as you have ID and you are, you know, your name's on the list. But in terms of what goes on there, people on the beach, people walking up and down the street, people riding their bikes up and down that street, they'll do anything to try to get a glimpse in there in hopes of seeing Trump. Well, you'll never see him from the road because his apartment and the restaurants and stuff where he spends his time is on the inside of the compound, not on the outside. But it is interesting to see people in there just... their fanaticism. And I witnessed that, frankly, at the Talkers Convention last Friday. Christopher Ruddy, who runs Newsmax, was one of the participants in a panel with Michael Harrison. I'm going to actually talk to him about that in our regular session, Michael's session. Well, there were a lot of highlights to the convention, but Christopher Ruddy talking about how Newsmax developed and what its focus is and his... he's located, his offices are not far from Mar-a-Lago, and his relationship with Trump is very strong because of his support for Trump. But the way it comes across, it just doesn't seem like there's an intellectual connection. It's more kind of, I don't want to say thuggery, but it just kind of Dems, Dats, D's, and Do's, you know what I mean? It's not like there's an intellectual approach. There is an intellectual approach to this.
You would agree,
but
yeah.
They don't take it. They take the low road. So, anyway, it's interesting because all the evidence does show that Trump has done this. But is he guilty of anything? He's done this. Well, what's he really guilty of? I think that's very into the Washington...
Well, aren't there other former presidents who they have found still have some of the...
Yeah, Jimmy Carter had some.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've all had them. So this shows you how one-sided the perverted news media is. Not that Trump is an innocent so-and-so, but they go after him because of his attitude, not because of what he's really done. And that's why they're never going to really get him. They have this circus plays right into his run, the next run for presidency. It just plays into it, and they're so dumb, they think, well, we're going to get Trump. No, you're not. You're not going to get him at all. There's another interesting, beside the Washington Post and their grind on it this week, if you read The Atlantic, I find they're talking about the evidence and the documents, and it's strong. Come on, grow up. They're not going to get anything on him. He's terrific wiggling out of this stuff. All right, 48 after, this is the Talk Radio Review. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Music. I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
What a revolting development this is, because Nick Miles, our auto expert at rautoexpert.com, is super sick. He doesn't have any voice, so this is the first time ever I can remember that he's had to withdraw from being on the air. But never fear, the Duggar is here. I have some things that I have come up with, because I'm a great, I love cars. I love talking about cars. That's why Nick and I have so much fun. Relating the car news to you, things that are happening with drivers and automobiles and that sort of thing, so I'll get into it. Matter of fact, I want to talk right now about what the AAA is saying. They estimate 37.1 million drivers are going to hit the roads this summer, and that number includes those traveling 50 miles or more, 50 miles away from home. That's a 6% increase from last year. So that'll be, what, 2 million additional car travelers, more than last year. So here's an overview. Let's get to the nitty-gritty from Andy Solomon.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. If you're planning to hit the road this summer for your next getaway, then let Kelley Blue Book give you some tips to make your road trip a successful one. Matt Deegan, editor at Kelley Blue Book, has more.
Before you get going, remember to do a basic safety check of your vehicle's tire pressure, wiper blades, fluid levels, headlights, heating, and air conditioning. Also, schedule any regular services, such as tune-ups, oil changes, battery checks, and tire rotations.
Once your car is ready, make sure you have your cell phone and a safety kit with a phone charger, battery backup, a first aid kit, flashlight, water, and snacks.
The last thing to do is decide when to leave. Late afternoon and early evening can be the worst times on the road. Also, if it's a long weekend, then try to leave on a Wednesday or Thursday so you can be well on your way when the travel rush kicks in. And try to avoid late night driving so you can stay alert.
For even more tips for your summer road trip, go to KBB.com.
All right, so, because Nick is not with us, I'll cover a few things that are going on in the world of automotive news. Or actually, I found this story to be the most compelling of all the things that have to do with automobile travel. A driver survived this week after the car he was in that had broken down. It was picked up by a tow truck. He stayed in the car, which I thought was illegal. I didn't think you could stay in the car while the tow truck's hauling you down the road. But anyway, the car flew off the tow truck and vaulted into the air before it crashed. So anyway, this guy's in the hospital. This took place in Georgia, and the sheriff's deputy happened to be following the truck. And his body cam was on, so you can see he was responding to a separate accident across the highway. And then this thing happens. So the footage shows the car traveling in the same lane as the tow truck. And the car comes off of the truck. Anyway, it's wrecked, and this guy's lucky to be alive. I guess that's the bottom line in that story. The folks at Tesla have said that they are going to build a battery specifically for GM vehicles now. They're superchargers, which is something that they're well known for. I think what I sense here is that anybody and everybody can be had for a buck, right? At first, Tesla said, nope, this is our stuff and nobody else is going to have it. But apparently GM's not having much luck in developing. And, you know, actually what they should do is share. They should do. Why recreate the wheel here? So there's that. The fellow who's been running Dodge USA is now heading up Ram as well. So they put the truck. Used to be they were Dodge trucks and they were called Rams. Now they're not called Dodge trucks anymore. They're just called Ram trucks, which I think is a mistake because everybody still calls them Dodge trucks. I'm going to predict that because this guy has been put back in charge of the truck division, that you're going to see what I just talked about come back again, that the Dodge emblem on the trucks will be back, as I think it should. Nobody knows what a Ram is other than the sheep, but they all know what Dodge is. So anyway, there's that. And there's a picture on Tom's website, ourautoexpert.com, of him standing in front of the new Lexus. Lexus was one of the first really, I guess, upscale SUVs. And so now the 2024 Lexus has been introduced, the TX. It's made in America, interestingly enough. It's a redesign of the GX. So all those things you can find and many other items of interest at ourautoexpert.com. Holding a good thought that Nick will be good. His voice will be back next week here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.